Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
And we're coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Greg Giannotti, Brian Jones, a little bit later across the country on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, this is a weird one. It is not 6 a.m. Eastern Time. It is 5:03 Eastern Time. This is what happens sometimes in radio when the plan that you thought you had fell apart. But we are happy to be here. If you haven't heard me before, you're waiting for Amy Lawrence, and you like Amy Lawrence, you're going to hate me. I am half of Gio and Jones. Brian Jones will join me in an hour's time, I think. They put up the bat signal late yesterday afternoon, saying, we need you to step up. We've got some issues. People are calling off sick. We don't know what to do. We need people to fill in. Can you come in an hour early and do the show? I said, no problem. What about Brian? We're going to try. Yeah, right. That's what we got. Well, we're going to try. But let's not count on him coming in an hour early. So just plan on doing the solo hour, and then you'll start your normal show at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. That's what we'll do. But we're going to open with Mayweather and McGregor this morning. And I know that there was a fight in baseball yesterday we will get to that really has a lot of people talking. And there's nothing dumber than a baseball fight. But there might not be anything dumber than what we see on Saturday either. Now, I'm going out there. I'm leaving tomorrow morning early. I was lucky enough to get a ticket through Showtime, something that I never thought would happen, and to me it was an opportunity that I could not pass up. Even though I'd been crushing this fight from the second that I heard about it, I thought that it was a money grab, it was nonsense. If I didn't have the job that I had, I probably would ignore it. I wouldn't pay the $100 for the pay-per-view. But I said, this is a once-in-a-lifetime spectacle that I feel like, since this opportunity came my way, I can't turn down. So I'm going to go. Spent the money on the flight, hotel, going to go out there and enjoy this thing. And normally, the Friday before a fight like this, I'll have an idea of what the atmosphere is going to be, what to expect with the fight. Everything that you have in your head usually would play out in a situation like this. But this one, I have no idea. And I'm hearing rumblings on both sides, good and bad, what it's going to be. On the good side, the bets on this fight are rolling in at a clip that we have never seen before. And it is on pace and should blow away what people bet on Mayweather-Pacquiao. So that right there is a little snapshot, a microcosm of interest. When people are betting on things, they're probably interested in it. If you think about the Super Bowl, there's no more bets than are put on any event than the Super Bowl. And, of course, that's the highest-rated TV show every single year. So in that regard, you're thinking, okay, people are into this. I got a haircut yesterday. 44-year-old woman cutting my hair who's never talked to me about sports, not one time while I'm getting my haircut. Never, she knows what I do, never once brings up sports. I've been going to her for 2 years. It's always her kids. You know, it's some other client that she has she doesn't like. Some sort of life complaint. I sit down in that chair yesterday, first thing out of her mouth. Where are you going to watch the fight? You excited for the fight? Now, that's just one person, but still. Gives you a little snapshot into thinking where the interest is. So, you've got a couple of things that say this thing is going to blow away records. And then you have the other side of it, which is rumors out there, groundswell, if you will, swirling around that the pay-per-view buys, the early buys, are not anywhere near where they need to be right now, where Showtime would like them to be. I heard driving in from Tom, producer Tom, said that Ike Feldman, the board operator / MMA expert, that he said, the only one in the country, that he said that he's out in Vegas. He somehow got like a free ride from some like weird MMA promotional opportunity. I have no idea. I said, how the hell are you getting out there? He's like, oh, the Schmuck Void group. I'm like, the who? He's like, yeah, they're putting me up for 4 days, flying me out there. I'm like, okay, great. I'm like, what do you have to do for nothing? I'm like, are you sure that like this isn't some sort of human trafficking thing that you don't realize that like you got yourself into? Like, you're going to get out there. It's going to be like, all right, now you dance. Oh, okay. And Ike's one of those guys be like, oh, yeah, no problem. You know, like, what are you doing for how long? But anyway, so he's out there and he claims that Vegas, no buzz right now. In his words. Now, I find that a little hard to believe. Now, I'll get out there tomorrow morning and I'll spend the whole day. I'm going to try not to nap, even though it's my whole life is napping. It's all I do. I wake up, and when's the next time I'm going to nap? But I'm going to try to squeeze every ounce of this because I'm in there for a short amount of time, and I'm expecting everybody to be fired up for this. That's what my expectation is. Now, Ike is an odd guy anyway. I mean, this is a guy who flew to Macedonia out of nowhere, didn't tell his friends and family, and got married. So I don't know if he's the right guy to, like, the right barometer of like what is going on in the world. But when it comes to fights and stuff, this is what his expertise is. So I don't know what to expect. I could be now being at the fight. There's got to be a buzz. I can't imagine that, you know, we see these guys in the ring, we're about to see them square off, and I'm there at the T-Mobile Center and people are yawning and they're scrolling through Instagram and yeah, whatever. I can't imagine that's going to happen. But I can see at the end of this, if it is the boring Mayweather decision that many people expect, that you're going to have anger, disappointment, people crushing this whole experience. And if you couple that with the lack of pay-per-view buys that some people think we might not see, or we may see the lack of buys, and this is going to go down as one of the biggest duds in sports history. I cannot imagine it's going to go that way, though. I really don't. And even in the beginning, when I thought that this thing was a farce, I still said, but it's going to break all the records, and it's going to annoy me, it's going to break the pay-per-view records, and everybody's going to be into it. But if it does end up being a dud, why? What are those reasons? Is it because of the press conference? I mean, those four press conferences that were so over the top? I mean, is that really a reason for people not to watch this thing? It turned that many people off? That would surprise me. Yeah, it was stomach-turning at times, and there were words and things and flying around that you're like, man, both these guys are unsavory dudes. I don't want to root for either one of them. But, I mean, we're talking about fighting. It's not like it's a Broadway show where you have to, you know, the actors that are in the playbill that you're reading their resume, and all of a sudden you're thinking, oh, man, this is weird. These guys are criminals. I mean, they're fighters. It's Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather's been the same dude for years. We knew about his domestic violence now for years. Conor McGregor, it's not like he was a nun and then all of a sudden turned into this. This is who he is. So now all of a sudden people have a problem with it. I can't imagine that's the case. So that's one, I'm debunking one theory there about why this thing could be a dud. And the other bigger one that is a real possibility is the fact that nobody thinks that McGregor can win. Now, this, I think, is legitimate because there are so many people, and I think that they're right with this opinion, and say, yes, Conor McGregor in the octagon, what he does, sure, put him up against anybody, you feel pretty good about it. But you got Floyd, even though he's 40, the tactician, the surgical nature in which he fights, how are you going to have a guy in Conor McGregor who has not been a boxer, like a real boxer, in many years? And even if you watch All Access on Showtime, when he was a boxer for like, you know, a couple days, basically. He said, this is boring to me. I want to do other stuff. How is he going to be able to pull that off? And it's a legitimate question, and that's why you see this fight. It opened up at Mayweather minus 2,200, which is basically like you put up $5 million and you get a nickel back. And now it's, now I believe it's now minus 600 after $2 million single bets that were put on there. I mean, think about that. In order to make $180,000, I believe that it is, you have to put up $1 million to make $180,000. And there was not one person, but two people who decided to do that yesterday. One guy put up $1 million at the MGM on Mayweather minus 550. So you, of course, if you're not a gambler, you'd get your million back. And then on top of that, you get $182,000. That's a lot to put up for not a lot of return. And the other one that came in, Mayweather minus 500, $1.2 million for $240,000. So, yes, these are wealthy people that are doing this, but even the wealthiest of the wealthy don't just flush $1 million down the toilet. That shows you the confidence in Floyd Mayweather. You hear biggest upset in sports history being tossed around, all of these things. So maybe there's so many people out there that say, yeah, I'll just wake up and know I know the way this is going to go, which is the worst thing you can have in sports. You can't have that in sports. You can't have an idea of exactly the way something's going to go, and then it turns out that way. And that was the big problem with everybody in the NBA this past NBA postseason. We all knew what was going to happen. Now, I think that that was overblown because everybody still watched and was exciting, and the NBA Finals ratings were crazy. But that's what everybody complained about. You can't know the champion before the season starts. Well, it's sort of what you have here. But I still think there's going to be enough people that will buy this thing, that are interested in this thing, just for that chance that McGregor does it. And also think about all the McGregor fans, all the UFC fans that want to see him knock Mayweather out. And that's the only shot he's going to have. I mean, he's not going to win by decision. I think everybody knows that. But if that happened, if that would be, and the people who didn't buy it would be so mad at themselves for not buying it. So will that just small, that slight chance of that magical thing happen, is that worth $100? And that's basically the question. And I don't know if people are going to say yes or no to that. I don't know. But if our colleague, Ike Feldman, who is out in Vegas, is right that there's no buzz, the interest in this that everybody thought was going to be through the roof is nothing, and I changed my life to fly in for less than 24 hours and spent the money that I did to see this thing, I will hate myself for a long time. But it can't possibly be a disappointment. As I'm struggling with this back and forth for the last 10 minutes. Because now I've got some fear in me. I've got some fear that this thing could be I don't want to be a sucker, basically, is what it comes down to. And if I bought the pay-per-view at $100 and the fight was a total disappointment, I'd feel like a sucker. But I can't imagine being there. I'm going to be disappointed. I don't even care. You know, if the fight's boring, I mean, think about all the other cool stuff that could be happening. Like, Beyonce could be breastfeeding her twins in the front row of this thing. Think about all the people and the things that could be going on at this fight. So that stuff is more interesting to me than probably the fight itself. It's about the spectacle. Will this fight live up to the expectations? Or is it going to be a dud all around? Not just in the ring, but the pay-per-view buys, the interest in it. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Or will it live up to the hype? Is it going to live up to the hype, or is it going to be just a total mess? Lines are wide open. Want to hear from you. 855-212-4CBS. Greg Giannotti for one solo hour before Gio and Jones starts at the top of the hour. We're taking your calls next.
Talk to Gio and Jones now. 855-212-4CBS.
You had a bonus hour of Gio and Jones. Greg Giannotti in for Amy Lawrence via Paul Nanos, via John Jastrzemski. These things happen in radio sometimes. Brian Jones will join me at the top of the hour. Hit it, Pete! Come on! Gotta be here an hour early. I might as well be fired up, huh? Talking about this Mayweather-McGregor fight. I will be leaving at 6 a.m. Eastern time out of JFK to this fight. And I've never been at a big fight like this. I've never done it. Always wanted to do it, never did it. And it's amazing how this played out. And I'm not sure how it's going to work out. It could be a total dud. It could be the greatest thing that we've ever seen. I don't know. And that's sort of part of the intrigue for me, but is that question of I don't know what's going to happen as far as this, the potential of it being terrible. Is that driving people away from wanting to watch it? 855-212-4CBS. Kelly's in Alabama on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Kelly?
Man, hey, yeah. There's a few things I haven't heard anybody really talk about on this. The fight, the one take that I'm getting from it is there's no way this ends well for boxing as a sport, because he's not going to knock McGregor out. The last five to hell, 10 guys that have fought Mayweather leave the ring looking like they walked into it. He doesn't have the power to knock anybody out. He fights defensively. He points. I mean, here's the thing. Would you be scared to walk into the ring with Mayweather, or would you be scared to walk into the ring with McGregor? Yeah. I'm 43 years old. I haven't stepped in a gym in 15 years. If somebody were like, hey, I'll give you $100,000 to step into the ring with Mayweather, I'm going to come out of there looking okay. I'll walk in with McGregor, even punching. He's knocked a lot more people out in the last 5 years. I mean, the only people, Mayweather's knocked out are women in the last decade.
Oh, man. Yeah, so you think that McGregor's going to win?
It's not even that. What I'm saying is boxing as a whole, there's no way it comes out. The only way that boxing as a sport comes out looking good in this, because it's their rules, it's their criteria, everything about it, is if Mayweather were to knock McGregor out early, is that it shows that it's still a viable sport, and there's no way that happens. The dude has taken kicks to the face and walked off. Everybody that gets in the ring with Mayweather walks out looking like they haven't been touched.
Yeah, I understand your point, but I would counter that with Pacquiao and Mayweather being just disgusting. I mean, that whole display was disgusting. We waited 5 years for that stupid fight, and it ended up being a farce. You had Manny Pacquiao, who was hurt and didn't really disclose the extent of that shoulder injury, came out flying and then basically coasted to an ass-whooping the rest of the way because he knew he was going to get paid at that stage of his career and didn't even really care if he was going to win that fight. So you had that a couple years ago. And if this fight goes the way that many people think that it will, I mean, Floyd Mayweather's getting $300 million, even after that. So we already had one of these disgusting things happen, and Floyd Mayweather retires, comes back 2 years later, fights a guy who's not even in the sport that many people don't like because of his brashness, outspokenness. He's not likable. Mayweather's not likable, and he's getting $300 million for this fight. So I still think boxing's going to be okay. I still think Mayweather's a draw for a lot of people for whatever reason that may be. But for people to think that boxing is going to, if McGregor comes into the ring and knocks Floyd Mayweather out, that boxing is going to go down the toilet, that's not a referendum on boxing. That's a referendum on Floyd Mayweather at 40 years old, who probably didn't take this fight seriously enough. But the odds of that happening are slim to none. Like, I'm not going to not watch Triple G Canelo next month if this fight is a dud. I'm not going to say, well, now I'm not going to watch boxing for the rest of time. This is going to be more about Floyd than it will be boxing. And I heard Teddy Atlas, he was making the rounds yesterday in the sports media world, and he was saying that I'm worried about boxing if McGregor knocks out Mayweather. If that happens, more people will be talking about boxing and fighting than they have in a long time. It might actually be a good thing. The bad thing for boxing is if this thing is ho-hum and Mayweather dances around, doesn't get hit, does his defensive tactics that it takes to win, and it's a decision. That's worse for boxing than if McGregor waltzed into that ring and knocked out Floyd in 5 seconds. That would be fun. That would be interesting. Quickly, Gene in Massachusetts on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Gene?
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
I'm a fighter. I'm a trainer. I've been in the sport 30 years. I'm in all the boxing rings. And guys like Kelly crack me up. Mayweather would destroy him. I'm 47 years old. You put me in the ring with McGregor, and I give him everything he can handle for 6 rounds. Maybe he hits me. Maybe he doesn't. You put me in there with Mayweather, he takes me out fast. I mean, when they went to lighter gloves, the misconception is Mayweather punches much harder than McGregor, much harder. Punching is about accuracy. It's about foot placements. It's about making the other guy fall for the traps that you're setting, which he will do. I can't knock you out if you're backing up, whether you're a fighter or not. But I get you to throw your big left hook, and I throw my straight right hand, I'm knocking you out. Mayweather's going to do what he wants. I use the analogy this way. Give me the greatest soccer goalie of all time and put him in a hockey net, or vice versa. These two guys are fighters, but these are two totally different sports. If you've never been, that guy Kelly, he'd last about 30 seconds. Remember, Mayweather can knock him out to the body. I think everyone's forgetting that. I catch you with a liver shot, you're going to sleep. I don't care who you are. I don't care how strong and how tough. Boxing, the tough guys in boxing last about a few weeks, and they usually quit. So the McGregor was picked because of his mouth. But Mayweather's 50-0 is already trademarked. We all know this. I mean, that's 50-0. Mayweather knew he couldn't come back against any of the top guys because the risk is too high. For all the guys like me that might not rent the fight, he's going to charge $100. He's going to have MMA guys that think that this kid might stand a chance because of his mouth. Any true boxer knows that this fight really isn't. You're talking about a boxing match and a boxing ring against one of the greatest defensive fighters anyway of all time. You know, so it's punching power comes from opportunity. It comes from leverage, footwork.
Yeah, Gene. I mean, a great call, Gene. I really that was extremely entertaining and informative. And I'm going to now use the phrase: if I give you a shot to the liver, you're going to sleep. I don't care who you are. Like next road rage incident, I'm in. I'm rolling down the window, and that's where I'm going. Hey, I'm gonna give you a shot to the liver. You're going to sleep. I don't care who you are. In the Massachusetts accent.
That's the key.
Right.
You got to do the boxing. Punches hard.
Yep.
That's the best.
Yeah, it really is.
Thanks so much to Gene.
I know. That just changed everything
for
me this morning. I do think, though, that the point of Floyd taking this fight is probably the biggest point of he's not going to lose. Because his history is that he's not going to put himself in a position to lose, especially when his undefeated record's on the line, it's 50-0 and Marciano and all that stuff. So, I mean, he's just not going to do that. So he knows walking into this thing that it's going to be, the chances are slim and none that McGregor can do this. The voice you're about to hear is Andrew Bogish. The voice you already heard, actually, is Andrew Bogish. What do you think about what's going on here this morning, Bogish? Huh? A little bit odd?
Well, I'm actually insulted because I didn't know this was happening at all.
Oh,
I was
really?
Completely out of the loop until...
It's not about you, man.
Sometimes it is. And when Pipilotti sent out the Gio and Jones rundown that we normally get that said starting at 5 a.m., and there was a previous email, a mass email that said 5 a.m., I thought it was just a typo.
Yeah.
But then when Pete's email came in, and I knew Pete wouldn't make a mistake, what's going on here? And it was, I don't know, after 8 o'clock at this point, and I just thought, I mean, that in theory applies to me to some extent, and no one told me anything. So I was reminded quickly of where I stand in all this.
Oh, you should see the Chernoff email. Mark Chernoff, one of the big bosses here, sent out a detailed email. I mean, this thing was like a tale of two cities.
Uh-huh.
It was so long. I mean, halfway through, I just looked for my name in the thing just to see if there's anything I needed to do. Instructions for board operators, just uh-huh. Hey, this was over the top.
Then I'm glad I didn't get that because my mind always works like in like logistics.
Yeah.
And I know that would have, and this is not anything to do with Mark. I know something in there would have, I would have been like, that's just not the way we should do this. And then I would have spent like an hour being like remotely angry that we weren't doing things as efficiently as we could.
Yeah.
Because that's just kind of how my head goes. So it's probably better that I was spared all of that.
I just wanted to be there when Brian got the email saying, Greg's coming in at 5. Can you join him? I just wanted to be there when he read that.
Was anyone dumb enough to ask him that?
Yeah, no, they did, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just thought they were like, let's just have Greg do it by himself.
No, they asked him. They asked him. That's what he would do. Yeah. He saw it, he went, you got to be kidding me.
Well, it depends on who he was with.
Well,
that might have changed which Brian he was being.
That is true. TV executive, you're going, wow, I don't believe I'm available for this. You know,
yeah.
One of his stripper friends. Don't worry, baby. I'm not going nowhere.
Check us out on Facebook at Gio and Jones.
Greg Giannotti solo until 6 a.m. Eastern time. Then Gio and Jones, Brian Jones, will join me and we'll take you to 9 a.m. Eastern time. Before your travels begin, prepare for summer road trips. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for simple, preventable maintenance that will ensure a safe journey during the summer months ahead. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. You can follow the show on Twitter at Gio and Jones, G-I-O and Jones. I'm on Twitter at G-O-C-B-S, G-I-O-C-B-S. Pretty self-explanatory. Talking about Mayweather-McGregor, the fight that will finally happen on Saturday, and whether you think it's going to be a dud, because there's potential there. I never really thought that the take that I had after the press conference where I said, you know, maybe this turned some people off. You know, maybe you're not going to see as many buys as you thought. Maybe this won't be as big of a deal. And then I convinced myself that that was ridiculous. I said, nah, come on. Everybody's going to be into this. But there is potential that it could be a total dud, not just in the ring, but just the whole spectacle doesn't meet what they want. I don't think that'll be the case, but there is potential. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Craig is in Waco, Texas, on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Craig?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Good morning.
You know, I'd like to point out one thing. This is the first time Conor McGregor's probably worn shoes for 36 minutes in a year. You know, I mean, this guy's never even fought in shoes. He's not going to be any match for somebody in a boxing ring. Yeah. The first guy that called talked about, oh, he hadn't knocked out anybody. He hadn't knocked out Hall of Famers. You're talking about De La Hoya, Canelo. I mean, McGregor's not near on any of those boxers' level, nowhere near it. He couldn't beat a pro boxer, just anybody. He's not going to touch Mayweather. I really don't think he'll get touched. I don't think he'll land one single punch. And I'm a UFC fan / boxing fan, but the younger generation just don't respect boxing. And I think that's what a lot of it is at all these big events. It was all the younger generation yelling for McGregor. They don't know what Mayweather brings to the table. They never seen it, and they're going to see it Saturday night.
Yeah, and I think that that caller that you're referencing was talking more about the late-stage Mayweather, you know, not the guy that you were referencing with more impressive victories than a lot of people reference now, because that's what Mayweather is at this point. Now, he still may knock out McGregor because of his lack of boxing expertise, the risks that McGregor's going to take, leaving himself vulnerable. I mean, I do think that that's a possibility, you know, even at 40 years old, knowing what he's doing. But Mayweather these days is just, he's like that pitcher, to make a lame baseball analogy. But, you know, he's like a pitcher at the late stages of his career that's more crafty now because his fastball is nowhere near where it needed to be. Now, Mayweather wasn't a guy that had a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, but, you know, someone who is working the corners a little more, maybe develops another pitch, you know, more of that crafty guy than someone who's just going to blow you away. So, I mean, and that's the way he wins. And if you're Floyd Mayweather, why would you do anything differently than what he's doing, too? Honestly. $300 million could potentially be his takeaway from this if everything goes as planned. $300 million for one fight for 20-some-odd minutes. He said it, and he's right. You know, you see some of these contracts out there that people are blown away by for their careers. In baseball, $200 million, $300 million. You know, you hear these numbers like, oh, Bryce Harper and the money he's going to get. Floyd, for 20-some-odd minutes of fighting, is going to get that same takeaway. And he's been undefeated. He will remain undefeated, most likely. He wants to get to 50, and he's going to dance around a little bit, and he's going to make sure he doesn't get hit. Jared and George is next up on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jared? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jared. What's on your mind?
I agree with you, though. I think the worst thing for boxing would be another, you know, dance around the ring the whole fight and then get a decision that we think he might not have gotten. But a lot of people don't know about Conor McGregor. Before he was in MMA, he was an amateur boxer. So he does have a little bit of a boxing background. And also, if you remember Rocky Marciano wasn't a defensive boxer, but Rocky Marciano went 49-0, and it was because of the power. And I'm not going to say that McGregor is Rocky Marciano, but when you watch him fight and you watch him throwing them overhand punches, and if you've ever watched him fight in MMA, he can knock you out. So I wouldn't go all in and say that Mayweather's just going to win this fight. And like that guy said, he could do whatever he wants to. I think Floyd's in for a fight. And I think, you know, that McGregor hits harder than Pacquiao. And Pacquiao could, if he would have, in that second round, if he would have followed up after that straight left hand, he might have won that fight.
Yeah, so, yeah, but then after that, he basically just coasted, and that was the problem I had with that fight.
Exactly.
Yeah, sorry for cutting you off there, Jared. Good call. I mean, I don't see it, but I hope you're right, because if this really is a fight, and Steven Espinosa sat next to us, the head of Showtime Sports, and tried to sell us on how McGregor was going to be different than Pacquiao, if it's really a fight and it's a great fight and this is something I don't think it's going to be, then great, because I spent a lot of money to go out there. All right, Brian Jones is to my left.
What the hell are you doing?
What are you doing, man? Did you get the emails?
What email?
Yeah, right. No,
I'll
honestly,
check emails.
Did you get the email and ignore it, or did you just not get the? Or did
When did the email come out? Hell, that was a legitimate question.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
What email?
There were emails last night. Hold on.
Hell no, I ain't getting nothing. Y'all must be crazy. I don't check email during the day. What makes you think I'm gonna check it at night?
Well, because
what time to go out?
Well, hold on. Let me. I'll find the exact time if you need it. But it's probably somewhere around 6 or 7. Pete, does that sound right?
Yeah, that's when I got it.
Yeah, so I'm opening up the email now.
Nope.
We'll go down to...
I can't believe, who was that last call? He said, if he had followed up with that straight left in the second round, he remembered the straight left in the second round.
That's pretty good, I know.
That is damn good. Wow. If you just followed up with that hook in the first round, dog, maybe you could have won.
All right, here we go. It was at, actually, it was at 4:56.
Oh, no, I was on set, dog.
And the whole time from then to now?
I was on the set from, we wrapped up at 6:30. Yep, I haven't checked anything. I went straight from here yesterday with you to the set, three different locations. I was done.
You were
done? I
didn't
check anything.
You didn't check any email.
So it said, he went to bed.
It said Brian was the first word in the email.
Oh, yeah, I don't even go by that.
Yeah.
In the afternoon, I go by a different name.
It said Brian, Greg is coming in tomorrow at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
See below.
Who's the email from?
This is from Eric Spitz.
Oh, okay.
The C below, though, is an email from Mark Chernoff that was, I mean, it was basically like the Bill of Rights.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then
it was so, he had a preamble.
I mean, woof. And then it says, hopefully you can join him.
Oh, it said hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully you can join him.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't have dismissed it. If I had seen it, I would have seen it.
You would have seen it.
I would have seen it. But you wouldn't have seen it.
You wouldn't have come in early.
Oh, for you? Come on, dog.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay.
Of course I would have.
It's been fun. We've been talking about the fight. We got more clearance now.
Because, is that right?
Yeah, so.
Oh, Gio and Joe, you take advantage of this.
That's what I know. I was throwing
out. Did you make animal sounds? Like the
no, I did not.
Usual host?
No.
You didn't sound like a hyena?
No. No. Oh, that didn't happen. But.
Oh, we don't need to hear it. Damn. You smell that breath all the way over here.
Jeez.
Wow.
See what happens when you join the studio?
That's why I didn't see the email.
Man, I tell you.
Right there. Yeah. No, I wouldn't have left you hanging like
okay.
that.
Okay, all right.
So, come on, dog. I'll never do that to you. You're my boy.
You want a couple minutes to relax before 6?
Yeah, I need about 30. Is that cool?
No, not 30.
First half hour?
No. Yeah, I'll give you like 9. How's that sound?
That's it?
9 minutes.
9 minutes?
Yeah.
All right. What else are we talking about?
You want to take another call in the Mayweather?
Yeah, who we got on the line?
It's Sam in North Carolina.
Sam in North Carolina. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Gio and Jones an hour early. What's up, Sam?
Yes, I'd like you to expound on Mayweather's knockout record. I mean, has any of his knockouts ever been by actual knockouts? I like to expound his knockout record.
Wait, homie, like, don't call here with them $5 words. Expound. It's too early in the morning. What's wrong with you? Where you go to school?
I like you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, but damn, expound, Gio, expound, please.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look this up.
He doesn't have many knockouts.
No,
I think the last time he won took someone down was 2011, maybe even before that. 2007, yeah. I think I saw.
Oh, he just hung up.
You go, thank you, Sam. He wanted to let us expound.
Yeah, I don't know if Tom's got it quicker than I have it.
2011 or 2007? Pick one.
I can get you.
I'm saying 2007, last time he knocked someone out. I think it was Ricky Hatton, wasn't it?
Well, you just.
There's only one Ricky Hatton. Remember that?
Yeah,
remember
I do.
Remember the bit of funny fight? They were singing that. You got it there. Knock
I do remember
out.
That. Yeah, all right. Well, we'll try it out.
2007. I'm going with 2007.
We'll get it on the air when we get it on the air.
That's not what he does.
Yeah,
he's a
exactly.
defensive guy. He's a genius. You can't hit, but you can't see.
But the difference here is, and why I think there's a possibility, by the way, a lot of all the experts, most of the experts are saying Mayweather TKO like 5th or 6th round. That's what they're saying.
Wow.
So
I would like to believe that McGregor can withstand some punches. And 40-year-old fighter, even though he's still a great fighter, he's still not the young fighter he once was. So I would think the younger cat, the guy who's been involved in MMA, can take a few punches, right?
Yeah.
He's probably got a good chin.
You would think so. I think yes. Tom's got something for us. Well, you could just pop on it.
Yeah. Victor Ortiz, September 17th, 2011. Was
2011?
The last
I told you, 2011.
Yeah, you threw out 07 or 11.
I
you
said
were right.
2011.
Yeah,
7-11.
That's what it was.
Get you a big goat.
It's a while ago now.
That's been 2011. A while. Yeah. What was that? Six years ago, damn.
Yeah, but he doesn't need to.
No.
The people call and be like, Floyd doesn't knock anybody out.
I think he wants to toy with him.
I mean, he doesn't need to.
Pepper him a little bit.
Why does he need to?
He doesn't need to knock.
I mean, it'd be more exciting if he did,
he's going to do it for the brothers. He already said, this fight is for the brothers.
Oh, did he?
That's right, yeah, because Conor made all those comments. You know, call him a monkey or something, didn't he?
Yeah,
didn't
well, sort of. And then he said boy, too.
Yeah, call him a boy.
Dance for me, boy.
You dance for me, boy.
Yeah.
Dance a jig.
Right.
Would you expound for me at the 6 o'clock hour on Gio and Jones, please?
Expound's not that big of a word,
that's
man.
A big word. Where I'm from, West Texas.
I was going to say.
We don't use words like that.
Right. He, up here in the Northeast. It's
oh, well, you
bit,
elitist up here
yeah,
now.
It's a little
y'all,
bit different.
Y'all smart.
Yeah.
You know, we don't learn stuff like that. We learn words like fixing to. Like, we fixing to do some Gio and Jones.
Next. Yeah. Right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus. Your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
It's gone!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.